Okay. We're going to start three lines from the end of the page.
369.
Tzadik Dalet on top, three lines from the end of the page. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that there's a big difference. He's explaining the greatness of the neshama. By the neshama, it says, Chelek Elok, Yaakov, I'm sorry, Chel Hashem Amoy. That a neshama is a part of Hashem. Okay? And he explained, what does it mean a neshama is a part of Hashem? Unlike all creations in the world that Hashem created with speech, neshama was created by blowing. Correct? And we learned speech is external, blowing is internal, you're blowing out the essence. Therefore, the neshama, only the neshama, it said, Chelek Hashem Amay. Everything else in the world was created. Vayom Elokim, 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 which is the limitation of Hashem. Neshama is Mamash Chelek Olokami Mal Mamash. Okay? So he says now like this. This is Chassidus 101 of the Sefiras. Ubiro Inyan, the explanation of all this is Kamayim Eliyo, like Eliyo, he says in Pasach Eliyo, Antu Apikos Asis Tikunin. You brought forth, meaning you Hashem.
I come davening
to you. Go over there. Go in the lady's shul where you belong. Angra the pikas hasatikunin. You bring out the 10 garments, the karina lane asa sviren, and you call them 10 sviris. Lan hogavain alma. This is on, by the way, Paschalio. The men say this Friday afternoon before mincha. You brought out 10 garments. You call them the 10 attributes.
Huh? Women don't have to say.
They could if they want. I rarely see women saying Pasuk. Are you doing Pasuk Leo? Gaya Hakachainik. No, go over there. So the 10 tikkunim, they call them the 10 sefiras to run the world with, steam in the hidden worlds. And then eventually he says, and the revealed worlds. Okay? So then he continues like this. Next page. And chakim v'lei b'choch mi'yidiyam. We're telling Hashem, you are wise, but not with our known level of wisdom. And he's going to explain what this means. And maven, you have bino, v'lei b'bino yidiyam. Over there in Pasach Leo, by the way, is where he says, Chesed is the right hand, and Gvur is the left hand, and the Teferis is the body, and then you have the right foot and the left foot, right? The chart of the spheres. That's basically, I think, the origin of it. So he goes through the 10 spheres of the person, of Elokus. And he says like this, V'chol ha'yut spheres, all 10 spheres of Hashem, Chabad, and the 7 Midas, Nechleles v'nememes b'shem Havaya Baruch Hu, is included and attributed to in the name of Yudkei Vavkei. That means Yudkei Vavkei represents all 10 attributes. What does that mean? And he goes through each one. Ke Yud, the letter Yud, what's a Yud? Yud basically is a dot. A very tiny, the smallest letter, right? It's a dot. Which is Nekud Levad, which is just a dot. Meramezes L'chochmosi Yizbarich, alludes to the level of Hashem's Chochmah, which is Helem v'Hester, hidden and concealed. Kedem Shabo l'b'chinas is Pashtus, before it comes into a manifestation. V'gilu yasaga v'avona, before you understand it. Okay, let me explain this in simple English, which we learned many, many times in different places in Chassidus. Okay? Chochmah and Bina at the two intellectual levels. Okay? Chochmah is translated in English as wisdom, and knowledge. Okay. What is Chochmah? Chochmah is two words. Koyach ma. Said this, the ches and the chof, you switch around. Koyach ma means it's a power of what is it? Nothingness. Ma means v'nachlum ma, we are nothing. Chochmah is just in a practical level. You're learning something, you're walking in the street, all of a sudden you get a brainstorm. You get a flash, like a light bulb goes off. That is Chochmah. There's no wisdom, there's no understanding, there's nothing yet. Okay? All there is this flash of a brainstorm. It's not understood yet, and therefore it's really concealed. It's hidden. It's the potential of coming into Bina and understanding it. But Chochma itself, he says, is Nekudas Adat, which is a level of Helam Vehester concealment. Kredim Shabbat Lidei His Pashtus, before it comes into spreading itself out manifestation, in a level of Gili Hasagav Avon, which is the level of Bina. Okay, and then he's going to explain soon what the level of Bina is. He just says in the parentheses, Vakreit Sha'al Hayud, and this is important for later to understand. You know the letters in the Torah have crowns on them? Okay. So the crown on top of the Yud, Yud is Chochma, right? So the crown on top of the Yud represents a level higher than wisdom. What is that? That's the level of Ratzon HaElyon, the will of above, Shelamayla Mayla Mimadregas Pchinas Chochma Ilo, which is even higher than wisdom. In a person, because everything we have is because that's the way it is in Alukos, right? The actual internal faculties of the person, of intellect and emotions, Seichel and Midas, Chochma Bina and Das, and the seven emotional attributes, are all the internal levels. For instance, where's Chochma? In the brain. That's the highest part of the body. Okay? Then it goes down into the Midas, which are in the heart. Right hand, left hand, the heart. Then you have the right foot and the left foot. So the whole body of the person, which is where the person begins and ends, so to speak, are the ten attributes of Hashem. But then you have a level higher than Chochma. What's higher than Chochma? Willpower. And therefore we know will is very strong. The Gemara says, La'ilam yomad adam b'makam sheli b'reitzer chafis. There's two versions. A person should always learn in the place they want to learn. Because if you want it, the Chochma and the faculties work much better. Right? Now, therefore, what's the level of willpower? Willpower is not intellectual level. It's above the intellectual level. That's the level of the crown on the head, which we call Keser. But it's the Ratzon HaElyon, it's the level of the will of Hashem that's on top of the letter. That is represented with the crown on top of the letter, meaning a level higher than Chochmah, which is crown, and the crown itself has two levels, Ratzon and Tainuk. Okay. Now, and after this brainstorm, this so to speak, comes to a level of his pashtus vigilui asogav avana, when it comes into an understanding in a more tangible, revealed way, nechlelas v'nemezes ba'eis hey, okay, it's alluded to in the letter hey, sheyeshla b'chinas his pashtus l'rechev, a hey has a width and a length. It's not like a yud, which is a dot. There's a length and a width. The width of the hay represents the understanding.
It's a bina?
This is bina. And I'll explain in a second. Va'agam le'erech, also the length. Meaning, the hay has a length and a width. So the hay represents the horizontal part, the top part, represents the understanding in a broad fashion. And the legs of the hay is the way this understanding comes down into feelings. It doesn't stay in intellect. It comes down to create the midas of the person. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe says like this. He says in Pasuk Aliyo, you brought out 10 tikkunim. You called them 10 attributes, and that's the way you run the world. So he says the first level is Chochma, which is Koyachma, like power of nothingness. That's Chochma, which is a brainstorm. There's no understanding yet. There's no feeling yet. There's nothing. Therefore, it's still really in a hidden world. Then when it comes out into understanding, now you understand it, then it becomes more revealed, still in a hidden way, because intellect is hidden from another person. Feelings, an emotional person is emotional, so everybody can see, if they're angry, not angry, whatever. Intellect is still hidden. But within the realm of intellect, you have hidden of hidden, which is Chochmah, and the revealed of the hidden, which is Bina, which already has a broader understanding to it.
Is Bina has an effect on the emotion already or not yet?
No, one second. It definitely does. Bina is the mother. Understanding. Chochmah Bina Das is translating the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Uh-huh. Now, but it's not really what we call wisdom in the secular world. Wisdom is not the level of Chochmah. To understand this concept, this is the male and the female. The father and mother is called Chochmah and Bina. Chochmah is the father, Bina is the mother. Okay? When there's a unity of Chochmah and Bina, you create children. What are the children? The midas, the emotions. Okay? So what's he saying? That the name Yudke Vavke includes all 10 spheres. So he says, how? So he starts, meanwhile, he just did Yud and He. He didn't do Vav and the He yet. Yud is a dot that represents a level of Chochmah. Wisdom, which is a brainstorm. It's not tangible yet. It's completely concealed even to you. You don't got it yet. Because you don't understand it yet. Then it comes into understanding. Yeah? What does Bina do? Bina takes the dot of Chochmah and expands it to a level of understanding. That's what Bina means, understanding. If you understand it properly. Okay. Therefore, as Alter Rebbe said in Perek Gimel and throughout all over the place, Chochmah and Bina is father and mother. Yud is Chochmah, He is Bina. Therefore, in Hebrew, Yud is masculine, He is feminine. We learned this already. What is the father and the mother? The father gives what's called the tipa, the sperm, the seed, the drop. As it says in the Mishnah, putrid drop. Yeah. That drop potentially has the entire baby in it. Right? That seed has the whole potential of the baby in it. But there's no understanding, there's nothing yet. Okay? The mother, Bina, takes this seed and broadens it with a width and a depth and bringing it down in 9 months, and therefore they create a baby. So what does Bina do? Bina can't do anything without Chochmah. So the Chochmah is the masculine, and therefore, like we said many times, Ish is called Aleph Yud Shin, Ish is Aleph Shin Hei, because He is feminine in Hebrew, Yud is masculine, because masculine is a level of Chochmah, and feminine is a level of Bina. Okay, now the Rebbe is going to continue. Let me first say it outside. Then you have son and daughter. Right? Father, mother, son, daughter. Now, what's the son? An extension of the father. What's above? An extension of the Yud. Yud is a little thing. You extend it down, but Vav is also masculine. In Hebrew, Vav is masculine. Hey, the second Hey, represents the girl, feminine, which is the daughter. Okay, and Alter Rebbe is going to say, when you have Chochmah and Bina, okay, in Chochmah and Bina, then you give birth to children which are the Midas. So Bina is actually Ema Banim Smecha. Bina is the mother of the Midas. What do you mean, mother? She reveals the Mida. She doesn't create the Mida. It's like exactly like a child. They don't create the Mida. They reveal the Mida. The Mida is concealed.
understand what it means.
Huh?
How does it reveal the Mida? How Bina reveals anger or reveals, how does it do that?
Because if I understand that you did something wrong to me, I'm going to get angry at you. If I understand that you did something good for me, I'm going to like you. That's Avanira.
So they create a feeling.
Chassidus explains, the Mida is not, the Mida is a Mida, a feeling. They reveal the feeling. Okay, this is not for now. That's another place Chassidus says, Seichel is Melid Midas, means it reveals the Midas, they don't create the Midas. The Midas is there in the Nefesh anyway. The Nefesh has 10 levels. So the Nefesh has Midas, it's just that they reveal it. They stimulate it. They reveal it to make it happen. Okay? So he says like this. Ba'achakach then, close to the middle of the page. Ba'achakach, shenimshachas hamshocha v'ashpazu yaisa lamata. When this intellectual understanding comes even lower than Bina, La'alma disgalion, then it comes into the revealed world. Meaning like this, Chachma and Bina are still in the hidden worlds. You don't see, you're looking at somebody, you don't see the Chachma and Bina. The Midas you see, because they're emotional. So therefore, if it comes into the revealed worlds, that's when it comes into the Midas. Ukmei Adam, Shareitza Legalis Chachmasi Lacherim, Aidei Diburi Al Derech Mashu. If a person wants to reveal to somebody else an intellectual concept, then he does it through speech. For instance, Nechleles V'Nemezes Hamshachazu Be'esis Vavhei. And that's the Vavhei, which are the Midas. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that all of the Sfiris, all 10 Sfiris, are encompassed and included in the name of Yudke Vavke. Yud is Chochma, He is Bina, the mother, Vav are the 6 Sfiris of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Chod, Yisayid, which are the givers, and the last Hey again is feminine, the receiver. In childbearing, the husband gives, the wife receives. So that's, again, the Mashpia is Chochma and the 6 Sfiras, and the Mekabel is Bina, which receives from Chochma, but even though it only receives from Chochma, it makes Chochma understood. Right? Without Bina, the Chochma is worthless. Why is it? He says like this, Ki Avav, the letter Vav, Meira Alam Shocha Momaila Lamata, represents the coming down of Elokus from higher to lower. The Gam, not only that, how does the Hamshocha come through? Aide Midas Chazdei V'Tuvei, through the attribute of Chesed, or goodness, V'Sham Midas V'Kadeshis, and all the other Sfiris, Hanechlelas B'Derech Klal, which is, generally speaking, 6, of L'cho Hashem Agdolu V'Agvodu V'Atiferes V'Neisach V'Ahoid, Kichol is Yisod, whatever, until L'cho Hashem HaMamlocha, but not including L'cho Hashem HaMamlocha. That's the 7th Sfira. In other words, just like Seichel, by the way, is divided into 2, Chochma and Bina, the Midas are divided into 2, which are the 6 Sfiras, which is called Zah, Ze'er Anpin, and the level of Malchus. Now, somebody can ask, what happened to Das over here? Waiting to hear. So, B'chlal, there's a rule in Chassidus, when you count Teferis, you don't count Das, when you count Das, you don't count Teferis. When you count Das, you don't count Teferis, you count Teferis, because Teferis and Das is all the middle thing, which, okay. Das is not really Seichel. Das is not really Seichel. Why isn't Das Seichel? The Alter Rebbe explained in Perek Gimel, the Alter Rebbe explains in Perek Gimel, Das is not intellectual. Das is binding yourself to the subject matter, to become one with it. That's what Alter Rebbe said at the end of Paragim. And he says, because in order to create real feelings that last, real feelings, some Chassidic says, Alter Rebbe means that last, kiyam amiti, you need the level of das. That means you become one with the subject matter. You know, a lot of times, you hear something, you get excited, and an hour later it's dead. Why did it die? Because you didn't bind yourself. That's what das is. So das is not really seichel. Das is more of the subjectiveness, becoming one and binding yourself to the subject matter that you're learning, that you become one with it. So das is not like chochem and bina, which is seichel. Das is what makes the midas exist. Because when you really feel it, in simple English, a lot of times I know something's wrong, but I'll do it anyway. Like everybody else. But when you feel something is wrong, then you don't do it. So Rashi, in at the beginning of Achrimes, Rashi says, there's an analogy of a sick person. The doctor came in to him, because Hashem said to Aaron, after Aaron's two children died, for coming when they shouldn't have gone in, Hashem says, don't go whenever you want. So Rashi explains, why is God saying it after the two children died? Why is the Torah emphasizing that? So Rashi gives an analogy that Chassidus uses a lot. There's a marshal of a chela, a sick person. The doctor came in to him and said, listen, you're very sick. Don't eat this food, because if you eat it, you're going to die. Okay, so the person knows it's wrong, but you know what? He'll either eat it or not eat it. But if he had a relative that died from eating that food, and the doctor says to him, don't eat that food because then you'll die like your friend did. You know, a doctor can tell somebody don't smoke, yeah? But if somebody had a relative that died from lung cancer, then it's a whole different story when you talk to them. And that's what das is. Das is feeling the subject matter, that you become one with it. So therefore, das is not actually, it's part of seichel, but it's not really the intellectual.
The word is internalizing?
Internalizing it, binding yourself to it.
What is the
Adam Yodas Chava? He bound himself to Chava.
Connecting,
binding. Okay. You can know something, but you're not connected to it. It's, you know, Masafa Uchutz.
Knowing is not doing.
What?
Knowing is not doing. Knowing is not doing.
But when you know, you feel it, then you're going to do it in a different way, completely. And your midah is going to be a real midah, because the love of it then, because you're bound with it, is going to be a real love, a real fear, a real whatever it is. That's why das is not always counted in the father and mother giving birth to midas, because the father and mother give birth to midas. But if you want the midas to last, then you need the level of das, to bind yourself, you feel it, and then you become one with it. You still here?
Yes, I'm.
Oh gosh. Put earplugs in. Okay. And he says like this, Kimidas Malchusi is Barich. The attribute of Malchus, that's called Dvar Hashem. In other words, like this. Bereish is Bara Lekim. Yeah, Bechokhmasa. Hashem created the world Bechokhma. But then it went into the 6 days of creation. First day was Chesed, second day Gvura, Tefez, Netzach, you said, yeah? But how did that Midah of Chesed become tangible that it created light? Or how did the attribute of Gvura become tangible that it created the heaven that split? That's through the level of speech. That's what Malchus does. Malchus is the level of speech. Like you said, B'dvar Melech Shiltein, a king ruled with speech, And that is Nechleles V'Nemezes Ba'eis Hei Achreinu Shoshim Havaya. That is the Hei of Hashem's name. Okay? So in other words, like this. Yod is Chachma, Hei is Bina. Vav is the six Midas. Hei is Malchus, which is the level of speech. Which is, like he just said, how do you reveal intellectual things to somebody else? Through speech. So speech is the vehicle and the pipe, so to speak, to reveal it to a lower level, to another person.
The Malchut is speech?
Malchut is speech, amongst many other things. Because the pasuk said, Divine Malach Shulting, King controls with speech, right? So Malchus is actually the level that reveals the Midas down to a lower level. How did Hashem reveal the Midah of Chesed that he revealed on the first day that it should create light? It's through Vayomer Elokim, through the level of speech. If Hashem didn't speak, revealing the attribute of Chesed wouldn't have created light because it would have still been abstract, it would have been remote, it would have been up there, it wouldn't have been in a practical level. So that's...
Doesn't speech reveal machshava?
Speech...
You said emotions are revealed. You can see the person is angry.
Is machshava seichel?
No, machshava is thoughts.
Okay. You can think stupid things too.
And you can say stupid things.
Right. Right.
Never utter anything.
Okay. But it means like this. Say,
Well,
let me ask you a question. You have a feeling, love or hate to somebody. Yeah? How do you reveal it? So you could either think about them, right? You can speak to them, or you can do something, kiss them, bring them a present.
Look at them, you can.
Okay. So that's Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa are the three garments that reveal intellect and emotions. Machshava is a garment. Okay. Somebody knows something. Or somebody loves somebody, right? They know intellectual concept. Yeah, but when they're cooking dinner, they're not thinking about that intellectual concept. It's in the brain, but they're not revealing it. Correct? How do you reveal that intellectual concept or a feeling? A person loves their family, yeah? Sometimes. You love the family. So, you're not thinking about your family all day. So, the feeling is there, but how do you reveal it? So when you think about it, whether it's intellect or emotions, you reveal it to yourself. Because nobody knows what I'm thinking. I'm revealing that love or intellectual concept to myself. You say it, you reveal to somebody else. Right? You do an action, you're revealing it into something else. Whether it's an action, kiss, buying something, looking, whatever it may be. So, Machshava, Dibur, and Maaseh is actually the three garments. They're not part of the 10 spheres. The 10 spheres are intellect and feelings. That's what they are. The garments, as the Alter Rebbe calls them in the third parak, the garments of thought, speech, and action is what reveals the seichel and midas. You can reveal to yourself through thought, you can reveal to somebody else by talking, and you can reveal it into something by writing it.
What if your thought and
what tax a chinik?